Hi, this is Robin Duncan, and with lesson number 18, I am not alone in experiencing the effects of my seeing. This is the first time in the workbook that the Course is teaching us that we not only experience the projection of our own thoughts, but we also experience the projection of thoughts of other people. This is because, in truth, we are of one mind and one consciousness. You see, we identify ourselves as bodies, as these physical bodies. We think this is who we are, and yet this is not who we are. The Course tells us that our bodies are actually communication devices. They are not the identity of who we are. So if we can get back to the truth of our identity, we are spirit, we are one with God, we are eternal, we are whole, complete, safe, loved, and provided for, then we would come to understand that our thoughts, of course, are joined as one also. So today, as we ponder this idea, I am not alone in experiencing the effects of my seeing, let's take an example. Let's say that your particular problem is financial, and you're trying to come up with a certain amount of money to pay that bill at a certain time and place. Now, you're working not only with your own thoughts and projections, but remember that you are also working with the thoughts and projections of others. It is a collective belief in our world that if you personally do not work for your wealth, if you personally do not struggle, if you personally do not put forth the effort, that you will not have money. That is a commonly held belief by the people in our world. It is very unfamiliar to most that God, the source, would be the giver of something so tangible such as money. In fact, there's sayings in our world like no pain, no gain, God only helps those who help themselves, and so on. So today, please remember that you're not only dealing with your own thoughts and fears about money and scarcity, but you're also dealing with the collective consciousness. So if you are not seeing the improvement that you would like to see as quickly as you would like to see it, be vigilant in your willingness to leave that space for the Holy Spirit and let that space be filled so that your thoughts about money and surrounding money can be healed for good. Let's go ahead today with this little prayer and finish. Dear God, thank you in advance for giving me the strength to remain vigilant to what is true. I am willing to see my situation differently. I am willing to offer you a space in my mind to heal any thought of scarcity or lack so that I can get back to the abundance that is my birthright as given by you. I am willing to have patience and to recognize that I see not only my fearful thoughts in front of me, but I see the fearful thoughts of others playing out in front of me as well, and I will not let those delay my return to peace, happiness, health, and abundance. Thank you for my strength today, and I accept your miracle in the place of my judgments. Amen.